Hare Krishna. This morning I gave a short class continuing on Parikshit Maharaj's preparation for going back to Godhead. It's the verse in Srimad Bhagavatam describing how Parikshit Maharaj sat down on the bank of the sacred river, Ganges or Jamuna. Srila Prabhupada points out that it was the Jamuna, although some people say that it's the Ganges, and fixed his mind on the lotus feet of Krishna, putting aside all other forms of self-realization. Here the important point, one that we all need to remember, ultimately come to terms with, is that at the time of death we should be so accomplished in Krishna consciousness that, at least so accomplished in Krishna consciousness, that we are qualified to fix our mind on Krishna. Controlling the mind is not an easy thing, and control of the mind comes by purification of the heart, by regulated practice, hearing the sound vibration of Lord Krishna's name, and being able to fix our mind on Krishna's holy names. When a devotee has achieved this type of samadhi, or ability to enter into samadhi, as a result of his good sadhana during this lifetime, then certainly he can think of Krishna at the time of death. Anyam yam bhati smaram bhavam chajantante kalibaram. Whatever one thinks of in this life, that state one surely attains in the next. Or more precisely, whatever one thinks of at the time of leaving this body, one attains that state in his next life. No doubt listeners have the same experience, that when preaching to others, people will say, well, I'll just practice Krishna consciousness when I'm old and think of Krishna and go back to Godhead. But thinking about Krishna is not such an easy thing. Fixing our mind, not just having a thought of Krishna, but actually thinking about Krishna without deviation and being absorbed in thoughts of him, is not so easy. Try it. Try it now. Try it now when we're in good health, when we're young, when we have full resources. How well when we sit down to chant 16 rounds for a period of 2 hours. Over that 2 hours, can we be fully absorbed with our minds flinching at all over that 2 hour period? If so, then progressively we need to cultivate that same type of absorption over hours, days, and ultimately we can do that when we are in that period of time, as Parikshit Maharaj is, when we're about to leave this material world and we know we are now dying, so I have nothing else to do except think about Krishna. But if we haven't achieved that type of perfection where our mind can be fully absorbed in Krishna, if we haven't achieved it now, when we're not burdened with the disadvantages of old age, of disease, of impending death, we're certainly not going to be able to do it at that time. It's not just something that you just invoke, just happens by itself. It really, really requires practice. It requires practice and determination. It's like a weightlifter. Unless you want to lift 100 kilos, someone can't say, well, I don't have time to practice. I'll just do it when it times for the competition. But if you haven't practiced lifting 10 kilos, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, and built up your muscles, you're not going to be able to just lift 100 kilos just like that. It won't happen. So, as I mentioned before, at least we should achieve that type of perfection where we are able to actually think about Krishna. And because we think about Krishna, then we go to where Krishna is. And of course, for Vaishnavas, and in the purport, Srila Prabhupada points that out, for Vaishnavas, going to where Krishna is means going to Goloka, Vrindavan. And that should be the least of our attainment. And I mentioned that word, the least, because it's not It's not as some kind of given or some kind of condition that you have to wait until the last stage of life in order to attain perfection. A devotee may attain perfection even during this life. It's a question of how serious we are in applying ourselves to Krishna consciousness and attaining the mercy of the Lord. Seriousness, well, if, like Parikshit Maharaj, we also knew we had 7 days to live, we would be very serious about applying ourselves to Krishna consciousness. Unfortunately, we don't have that type of realization. We don't live with that full realization that death could come at any time. Neither are we realize what it's like to be on the threshold of death, and therefore we may while away our time instead of actually fully applying ourselves. But if devotees sincerely apply themselves, render wonderful service, and invoke the mercy of the Lord, then even in this life they can enter into advanced stages of Krishna consciousness where they're already absorbed in those same activities that they're going to perform when they enter into the spiritual world. And therefore their absorption is already so perfected that at the time of death it simply means just entering that same reality in which one lives in one's meditations. For instance, just recently we had Narottam Das Thakur's appearance day. When Narottam Das Thakur came to Vrindavan and took shelter of Lokanath Goswami, after Lokanath was willing to accept him as a disciple, then he instructed him and he told him, he says, you should chant 100,000 holy names a day, and by so doing, then the holy names will reveal to you. Everything will be revealed to you in due course of time. What your spiritual identity is, how to serve Radha and Krishna in a spiritual form, and so on. And of course, things happen quite fast to the associates of the Lord, faster than they generally happen to us, than they do happen to us. And within a certain period of time, Narottam Das Thakur, by chanting 100,000 names a day, living in Vrindavan, associating with Vaishnavas, Jiva Goswami, and others, one night he had a dream, and in his dream, Srimati Radharani came to him. And she said, your eternal service is to cook sweet rice. And that sweet rice we offer to Krishna. We're going to go and meet Krishna, and we want you to start preparing that sweet rice. You should go to Champakalata's grove and prepare the sweet rice from the ingredients that are there, and your name is Champaka Manjari, and so on. In other words, Srimati Radharani revealed Narottam Das Thakur's eternal identity. He then went to Lokanath Goswami, who confirmed, yes, this is not just an ordinary dream, this is actually truth, and therefore you should meditate on yourself while you're chanting Hare Krishna, and always keep in the back of your mind that you are a maidservant of Srimati Radharani, that your business is to cook sweet rice for Krishna and offer it to the gopis, to offer to the Lord. And in this way, Narottam Das Thakur already entered into that stage of perfection in which he attained, in which he then entered in his spiritual body when he left this world, or in his identity as a associate of Lord Krishna. So whether we attain this type of perfection in this life, and certainly everything is possible by the grace of Guru Krishna and devotional service, or at the time of death our mind is fixed on Krishna and therefore we attain that destination in the next, everything depends upon us applying ourselves to devotional practice in the same way as if we were just about to leave this material world. Today, tomorrow, 7 days from now, a month from now, how serious would we be then? How seriously would we apply ourselves to devotional activity, avyattakalatram, we would not waste a moment. And that's what we need to do, not waste a moment. In attaining this state of being fully absorbed in Krishna, learning how to overcome the wayward mind and make it our servant and fix it on the Lord in the way that we aspire to serve Him. Hare Krishna.